Let's start by closing our eyes. Our focus this month is developing the mastery of intention, a whole new level of mastery in the capacity each one of us has to focus our attention on that which we intend to bring forth, that which we intend to be, to become, to example, to give, that which we intend to receive and experience in our lives. You and I are created in the image and after the likeness of the one who gives life. In the first chapter of Genesis, it says, "And let us make man and woman in our image and after our likeness." And the divine capacities are invested in each and every one of us. And one of those capacities is the power to call forth from the void that which we will. And so we are going to look into the voids in our own life. We're going to discover where we have discontent and where we have longings, because our soul has called us, each one of us. For this we came into the world to bear witness to the glory of the one who gives us life. In Jeremiah it says, "I know the intentions I have for you, plans to prosper you and give you a future with great hope." So what we're going to learn to do is align our will with that holy will for life and life abundantly. We're going to learn to discard from our thinking and our behavior and our attitude anything that is unlike that which is of the highest possibility. And we're going to be in a daring adventure together. So let's begin this particular part of our work with a deep breath again and a willingness to allow everything that is good and holy and true and life-giving into our minds and hearts. With our eyes closed now, let's just generate a feeling of gratitude for the gift of a day of life. Thank you, Spirit of Life, for giving me this precious gift, a brand new, never before lived day. Thank you, Spirit of Life, for giving me this precious gift, a brand new, never before lived day. And in this gratitude now, we open ourselves as you look at the landscape of your own life. See if for a moment you can just look as a viewer, an observer, would look upon anyone's life. No judgment, no condemnation, just curiosity. This is my life, with its ups and downs, achievements and failures, friends and enemies, the places where we feel that we've been all we wanted to be and all we could be, and the places where we know that we fell short, all the many different parts of what it means to be in a human experience. This is my life. And from a place of simply embracing the what is, knowing that every single thing that's ever happened in our lives has brought us to this moment, we couldn't even be considering mastery if one little thing was different than what it is. Everything that's ever happened. Let us give thanks for every person that we have ever loved. Let us give thanks for every person who has ever loved us. Let us give thanks for every person with whom there has been any disharmony. Let us give thanks. Thank you, Spirit of Life, for this precious gift called my life. For every single part of that has brought me to this moment where I can even be in consideration of what it might mean to move into mastery, to become the one that I am meant to be in the fullness of the I am that is the I am that is my life. Your life, my life, has a voice. That voice is often referred to as the still small voice. It's a different voice than the voice of our ego, the voice of other people's approval, the voice of accomplishment or acquisition. It's the soul's voice. It's the voice of that which is you, that was you before this human birth, the voice of that which is you that will exist long after this human death. And that voice is with you right now, to guide you, to protect you, and to provide the instruction, the information, the inspiration for each step that leads you in the unfolding of the one you really are. And if you and I really knew who that one was, we could never feel afraid again. We would never feel alone again. And this journey of mastery in purpose and intention is a powerful, powerful step in learning not to live from a place of personal power, but to live from the state of who we really are. Let's take another deep breath. This week we are focusing on paying attention to who we really are, not who we thought we were, but who we really are. Listening to the voice of the I Am, the still small voice within. That voice often speaks to us of our longings and our discontent. It shares with us that which is seeking to emerge and that which is seeking to be released. In the next evolution, the next turn on the spiral of our own becoming. And our practice this week is listening deeply to what our soul is saying. And one of the threads into that discovery is to pay attention to your longings and your own discontent. Your life will never lie to you. It is always seeking only for your good. What are your longings? What would you like to be and do, experience, express? What would you like to create? What would you like to bring forth? What are your longings? Where might you be feeling some discontent? Sort of hemmed in, shut down. Is this all there is? Or maybe even your life is saying, I don't want this. Where's your discontent? Maybe you've settled. Maybe you've given up. Maybe there's some apathy. Longings and discontent. Both have great gifts in their hands for us. And our opportunity and our practice this week in mastering intention, accessing the power of our own purpose, is the practice of listening into what is our soul saying to us. Thank you, Spirit of Life. Thank you, Spirit of Life, for giving me this precious gift, a day of life, a brand new, never before lived day. As you go through this week, pause in the morning, pause at noon, pause just before you eat dinner and when you put your head down on the pillow. Thank you, Spirit, for giving me this precious gift, a brand new, never before lived day. And behind that gratitude, ask, soul of my life, God of my own being, what are you saying to me? And just listen and pay attention. Amen.